Do you want to be successful in your career? Do you want to be successful? You have to take chances. You have to take chances. Throughout your career, you will be confronted with situations that seem a little risky at the time. And how you deal with these situations will determine your success. It's that simple. It's the old risk to reward thing you hear so much about. The greater the risk, the greater the reward. When you are faced with these risky situations, seem perceived risky situation, take a chance. If you want to be successful in your career, you got to take a chance. You only live once. You only live once like this anyway, for all you reincarnation guys out there. So you need to go for it. Now, I'm not talking about truly risky situations that sound too good to be true. Okay? No, not those. Work in your basement and make $150,000 a year. No. I'm not talking about those. You have to do your research to determine the level of risk to reward. The kind of things I'm speaking about happen every day in business. For instance, if you're asked by your company to open an office in a different state, or if you're asked to open a new division, or start a new product line, or a new service, or maybe you're recruited by a company with an excellent opportunity, but you have to move your family to a new location. And guess what? That location, you've never been there. You don't know what it's like. These are some of the more common situations you might be confronted with in your career. And as you can imagine, there are many, many more. When I got started in the recruiting business, I took a big chance. I never owned a business. I was in the recruiting business, but I had no idea whatsoever that any clients would come with me. As a matter of fact, when I started my business, I sent 15 little announcement cards out announcing the formation of the Palumbo Company. I sent them to 15 people. Went on vacation. I was like, okay, I don't have a paycheck. We'll see what happens. Came back, and 14 of the 15, after a week, I came back, 14 of the 15 got back to me. And a year later, the last one got back to me. All 15. Called me and retained our firm for our services. All of these guys were business owners and were just as excited as I was. Really? Well, it seemed that way to me. I was taking a big chance, okay? There was a risk to reward. I evaluated it. I did my research. I was making good money where I was. I could have stayed there my whole career, easy, retired back there. The other firm I was with. But I wanted to take a chance, and it panned out. I have a very respected executive search business, and companies from all over the country retain us to help them. I took a chance, and it paid off big time. I remember the first year I was in business, and I didn't receive one penny from any other source than my efforts. It was fantastic. It was a great feeling. I would have never known that feeling if I didn't take a chance. Take a chance in your career. You will not regret it. And you're going to be confronted with these throughout your career. What about this radio show? Is this risky? Is this taking a chance? Absolutely. I'm on another chance in my career, right? I'm taking another chance. Why not? If I think I can help one person out there listening to me in their career, it's worth it to me. It's worth it to me. This radio business is competitive, but all businesses are. I love people that tell me, are you going to try to do that? That's so competitive. Hey, the recruiting business is competitive. The landlord business is competitive. Everything's competitive. And guess what? That's all hard. There's no easy money out there. If there is, email me at yourcareerwithmike@gmail.com and we'll do it together. yourcareerwithmike@gmail.com. You got it? There's no such thing. Well, the radio business is so hard, Mike. You want to know what the recruiting business is like? Give me a break. They're all hard. Sometimes you have to take a chance. You really do. I know it paid off for my consulting firm, and we'll see what it does with this radio show. Who knows? I know it won't be from lack of effort on my part. You want to be successful in your career? Take a chance. Take a chance. Do it. Do you know why most senior executives are in senior level positions? They know how to leverage their careers. They understand that you only go around once, and you better jump on any opportunity that comes your way. Of course, you want to do your due diligence on any opportunity, but once you determine it's for real, you better take a chance. You know why? Because you never know when this type of opportunity will ever come your way again. That's why. Again, if you're good at what you do, you will be confronted with throughout your career with these perceived risky situations. It will happen. I get calls at our office all the time from people that have passed on perceived risky situations in their careers, and they always live to regret it. You know why? Those opportunities don't ever seem to come back around. They never seem to come back around. Now, I am not telling you to become some type of risk taker overnight, especially if it isn't your personality. What I'm saying is to take a chance. Do it. All of us have had situations in our life, whether it's playing a musical instrument or playing a certain sport, where we wish we pursued it more or kept doing it, right? Have you had this? Well, don't do the same thing with your career. You need to take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way. You don't want to look back and say, in your career, look back in your career and say, I could have or I should have. Do you? No. So the next time you're faced with a perceived risky situation in your career, take a chance. You will not regret it. In fact, it might be the best thing you ever did.